Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Colossians 2:8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. Today I would like to introduce the idea of what I call a biblically wrapped message as compared to a biblically true message. I developed this contrast in Part 2, Lesson 7, Biblically Wrapped or Biblically True. Here is how this is relevant to growing in our understanding of the words of God. Too many ideas of mere mortals are passed off as God's truth because of the multitude of references made to the Word of God. A biblically wrapped message is a religious idea wrapped in holy language. That is why it is so powerful. A biblically wrapped message uses references in the Bible as a battering ram to make the way for man's idea. A strong personality and 20 Bible verses are hard to dispute, but just because it preaches does not mean it is biblical or true. The honest follower of God will be thinking over and over, but the text doesn't say that. Contrasted with a biblically wrapped message is a biblically true message. The preacher or teacher stays with the announced text and actually probes what the words of that text say. When Paul charged Timothy to preach the word, he first called Timothy into the presence of God and the soon appearance of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 4:1-2, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching. Preaching the word is preceded by the presence of God. With God in attendance, we do not dare play with the text. Dave Scott, LivingByTheWordsOfGod.com.